Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. It's Jen Tuohy. Tim is off today. Producer Stevie, who has written the Trump Tuohy questions. And Lauren and Dom are in Copley. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You got big weekend plans?
Yeah, we're going to a wedding today, so we're off work. And, yeah.
Lucky. You're not off work? Oh, okay. Well, one of you's off work. Well, hopefully we start your day with a win here in Trump Tuohy. Stevie has written the question since Tim is off. All you have to do to kick it off is kick me out of the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I can. I'm leaving the room. Good luck.
You too.
All right. Jen is out of the room. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Perfect. Start with question number one. Costco has officially added chicken strips to food court menus nationwide. After months of testing, it's going to be a five-piece meal that costs $6.99 and includes a dipping sauce. What potato product is a common side with chicken tenders?
French fries.
All right. Question number two. The 2026 World Cup is down to its final two games. England and France will play for a third on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Then on Sunday, Spain will face defending champion Argentina in the World Cup final at 3 p.m. Now, in the game soccer, what color card means a player is ejected from the game? Is it the red or yellow card?
Red.
All right, question number three. Gracie Abrams has dropped her third album. The project features 16 tracks, and Olivia Rodrigo revealed that her favorite song from the album is called Death Wish. She said it's just perfect. Now, speaking of those two, who is older, Gracie Abrams or Olivia Rodrigo?
Gracie Abrams.
Question number four, Netflix is expanding its gaming lineup with Netflix Mini Golf. It's a couch co-op party game launching July 28th for subscribers at no extra cost. What is the name of the board game slash mini game that's offered on iPhones that is described as a two-player naval combat strategy game?
Battleship.
Battleship.
Question number five. So the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia returns for season 18 next month. On top of that, it's coming back with an expanded 10-episode run. The series will premiere on FX and Hulu on August 17th. In the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, what is the name of the bar that's owned by the gang?
Patty's.
All right, perfect. I'm going to add up your totals here, guys. I'm going to grab Jen, bring her back in from the hallway. That's all coming up next.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're right in the middle of a round of Trump Tuohy. Lauren just answered five questions. Producer Stevie, how'd she do?
She got five.
What?
No way.
You got five questions correct? Congratulations.
Husband superpower. He's never with me. I would have never got five.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I'm going to answer the same five questions. Here we go.
Question number one, we're going to Costco. They've officially added chicken strips to food court menus nationwide after months of testing. It's going to be a five-piece meal that costs $6.99 and includes a dipping sauce. What potato product is a common side with chicken tenders?
A French fry?
Yes.
Okay. That made me nervous.
Don't overthink
Mike,
it.
Mike, is there like a specific potato product?
Well, just a nice chicken and fry, you know.
Pressure is on. Okay.
Question number two. The 2026 World Cup is down to its final two games. Okay. England and France will play for third place on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Then on Sunday, Spain will face defending champion Argentina in the World Cup final at 3 p.m. What color card in the game soccer means a player is ejected from the game? Is it a red card or a yellow card?
Red.
That is red, Jen.
And I preemptively hit the timer there. Oh, my gosh. Can you tell I'm nervous? It's because she got five right. Okay.
Question three, Gracie Abrams has dropped her third album. The project features 16 tracks, and Olivia Rodrigo revealed that her favorite song from Gracie's album is Death Wish, calling it just perfect. Now, speaking of those two, Gracie Abrams and Olivia Rodrigo, who is older?
Olivia.
No.
No! Dang it.
Move to question number four, mm-hmm. I guess.
Just for funsies.
Grace, by the way, 26. Olivia Rodrigo, 23. Question four. Netflix is expanding its gaming lineup with Netflix Mini Golf, a couch co-op party game launching July 28th for subscribers at no extra cost. What is the name of the board game slash mini game on iPhones that is described as a two-player naval combat strategy game?
That is Battleship.
It is Battleship.
Oh, Jen. Okay, good.
Good guess there.
Thank you very much. Not that it matters.
Question number five. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is returning for season 17 next month. On top of that, it's coming back with an expanded 10-episode run. The series will premiere on FX and Hulu on August 17th. In the show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, what is the name of the bar owned by the gang?
That is Sunny Philly.
No.
No? Crazy. What is it?
Patty's Pub.
Patty's Pub. Final total, Stevie.
Lauren and Dom 5, Jen 3.
Oh, my goodness. You guys did it. You trumped me.
Thank you. This is actually her husband now, but she loves playing this. She's played this game like a bajillion times, so I'm glad I was able to participate.
Well, we are so glad to have you. You get the iTrump Tui or Jen and Tim Show mugs. You get a $50 gift card to Apex Skin. And you're now qualified for the July grand prize, which is $250 to Apex Skin. So all you need to do now is tell everybody who you are and what you just did.
This is Dom and Willow, and we Trump Tui. Can you say I love you, Mommy? Say I love you, Mommy, Willow. All right. My daughter's here with me. Yeah, we Trump Tui. Thank
awesome.
You, guys.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. I'm Jen Tui. Tim Richards is off. Producer Stevie joins me. She has written the questions today for Trump Tui. And Dave is in Cleveland, our contestant this morning. How's your morning going so far, Dave?
Overall, pretty good, as long as you're inside.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's
don't
so hazy and smoky. Yes. Stevie, you have definitely been struggling over the
sure
past
have.
24 hours. So
not been great.
Not been great for Stevie. Dave, well, hopefully you get a win and make this a good Friday for you. Just kick me out of the room. We'll get the game started.
Jen, could you please exit the room but stay inside?
I will exit the room and stay inside. Good luck, Dave.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Jen is in the hallway. Dave, are you ready?
Sure. Let's do it.
Perfect. Starting with question number one, of course. Cedar Point closed early last night because of the poor air quality, like we were just talking about, from the Canadian wildfire smoke. Health officials recommend limiting outdoor activity until air quality improves across Northeast Ohio. My question to you is simple. Have you gone to Cedar Point at all this summer? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yes.
What's your favorite ride?
Millennium Force.
Oh, I can't do the drop on that one. Question number two.
My fear is that they're getting stuck so much these days.
I know. I keep seeing that all over like social media, all the, like a couple of different ones getting stuck. And I think that's my biggest fear because I don't like elevators. Like I don't like things I can be trapped on. So I think being trapped on a roller coaster, not for me.
And same. I'm scared of heights.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be stuck up there.
That's true. Hopefully you don't get stuck when you go back.
I pray.
Question number two. Disney Plus has ordered a pilot reboot of the Mickey Mouse Club, introducing a new generation of Mouseketeers. Filming is currently underway in Los Angeles now. Which future pop superstar is known for songs like Baby One More Time and Toxic appeared on the 1990s Mickey Mouse Club?
That would be Britney Spears.
Question number three, the new trailer for season three of Lioness is here and teases a high stakes and deeply personal mission for Zoe Saldana's character, Joe. Season three of this thriller hits Paramount Plus on August 2nd. Now, Zoe Saldana is probably most known for her role in which popular science fiction film series?
I don't know.
That's all right. We'll go question number four. Time's 100 Most Influential People in Sports event happened last night, and Prince Harry made a surprise appearance. He was honored for his work with the Invictus Games. Now, his wife did not join him at the event. Who is Prince Harry married to?
That would be Meghan Markle.
Question number five. The Odyssey looks to have pulled in about $15 million in its Thursday previews. This would make it the biggest preview so far this year. Now, the director of The Odyssey is also known for The Dark Knight Trilogy, Inception, and Oppenheimer. Who is he?
Chris Nolan.
What was it one more time?
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan. Perfect. All right, Dave, I'm going to add up your totals here. We're going to grab Jen, bring her back in the room, see how you do. That's all coming up next.
Cool.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. We're right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui, and Dave just answered 5 questions. Stevie, how do you do?
Dave got 4.
Woo! Good job, Dave.
Thank you.
I'm going to answer the same 5 questions. We'll see if you win that Jen and Tim show mug. Here we go.
Question number 1. Cedar Point closed early last night because of the poor air quality from Canadian wildfire smoke. Now, health officials recommend limiting outdoor activity until air quality improves across Northeast Ohio. Jen, have you gone to Cedar Point at all this summer, yes or no?
No, I have not.
Better get going.
I know. Running out of time.
Apparently.
Well, not yet.
Back to school, all over the stores.
Everywhere.
Like, feels soon.
Kids are not happy about it.
Yeah, I would not be either.
Mm-mm.
Question 2. Disney Plus has ordered a pilot reboot of The Mickey Mouse Club, introducing a new generation of Mouseketeers. Filming is underway in Los Angeles now. Which future pop superstar is known for songs like Baby One More Time and Toxic appeared on the 1990s Mickey Mouse Club?
Britney Spears?
It is Britney Spears. Question number 3. The new trailer for season 3 of Lioness is here and teases a high-stakes, deeply personal mission for Zoe Saldana's character. You love the show, don't
I
you?
I love the show. It's so, so good.
Season 3 of this thriller hits Paramount Plus on August 2nd. Now, Zoe Saldana is most known probably for her role in which popular science fiction film series?
Avatar.
It is Avatar.
Also love Avatar. Turns out, maybe I'm a big Zoe Saldana
I
fan,
guess so.
It turns
Anything
out.
She's in, yes, seems to love.
She's great.
Question number 4. Time's 100 Most Influential People in Sports event happened last night, and Prince Harry made a surprise appearance. He was honored for his work with the Invictus Games. His wife did not join him at the event. Who is Prince Harry married to?
Meghan Markle.
It is Meghan Markle. You know what that means, Jen.
What does it mean, Stevie?
Comes down to this question, or what about tiebreakers?
How fun. Tiebreakers are just delightful.
Question 5. The Odyssey looks to have pulled in about $15 million in its Thursday previews. Now, this would make it the biggest preview so far this year. Now, the director of The Odyssey is also known for the Dark Knight trilogy, Inception, and Oppenheimer. Who is he?
That is, oh God, I don't know. It's, I can't even come up with a name.
I think you do know. If you had more time.
Who is it?
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan.
Yes. I love the tiebreaker.
Why? It's so stressful. All right. Let's go to a tiebreaker.
All right. So we were talking about who you seem to love, Zoe Saldana.
I sure do.
I need to know, how old is she, closest to her age without going
over?
Oh,
my God, Stevie, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm writing down my answer.
I'd say 27.
Oh, I said 47.
Oh, God.
She is 48.
48! Oh, my goodness. Wow, that was a close one.
Could almost went over, Jen, and then... It would have been.
Thank goodness I didn't go over. Ugh.
You were really close, though. You're very familiar with Zoe Saldana.
I am very familiar with Zoe Saldana. What I realized, my love for her started when she was in a movie with Britney Spears, Crossroads.
Oh, I like that movie. I watched it for the first time, like a year ago.
Wonder how that translates here. But Zoe Saldana is like one of her best friends in that film. So.
And someone from like Orange Is Black was in it.
Oh,
that
was shocking. Taryn Manning. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Dave, I'm so sorry. Today wasn't a win for you. You know what you need to say.
This is Dave from Cleveland, and I did not trump Chewy, but I was so close.